This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Sunday, January 29th, 2012. I'm Daryl Shandro.
And I'm Allison Hilliker.
And today we are going to talk with you all about Downcast.
Downcast is an iOS app to download or listen or stream podcasts, and there's access to a wide variety of podcasts in a whole variety of categories.
Yes, and the cool thing about Downcast is it has a very good directory, so you don't have to do a lot of complicated, manually adding podcasts or figuring out how to get the podcast into your phone. It's right there.
It also has a good group of different settings that you can customize things that I find to set it apart from some of the other podcast options.
Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start the app, and we're going to take you through in our traditional format where we're going to demonstrate and describe how to use the app.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Daryl's going to start us out, and he's going to show us how to... So first, browse the podcast categories and find a podcast that way.
All right, so we're going to browse the technology category, and we're going to find This Week in Tech. And we're going to check that out. That's a really cool, interesting Leo Laporte podcast.
Downcast.
So, on my phone, I have Downcast in the dock. The dock is where your mail... phone, Safari, music, you know, those apps are always down there at the bottom of your screen in what's called the dock. I replaced the music app with Downcast. So
it makes it quick and easy for you to find.
Yes. So I can always get to my Downcast just in the, if I'm nice. On the home screen, it's at the very bottom right-hand corner of the screen.
Mine I just have in a general part of the home screen, so that's how... And I'm using an iPhone 4S, and Daryl has an iPhone 4, and we're going to start out with the iPhone 4 while he's demoing this first part.
Exactly. So here Downcast. Goes Downcast.
Downcast. Applebiz Podcast. Back button.
Okay, and I was listening to a podcast earlier, so we are going to back out of this screen. Not going to worry about that because...
Applebiz Podcast. Okay,
we are in the podcast tab right now, which is where you would typically be when you want to find and listen to the podcast that you're on.
And the tabs are listed at the very bottom of the screen. Yeah. There's a line of different, what they call tabs, where are different, basically different options of different parts of the app you can go into.
And I'm going to put my finger in the lower left-hand corner of the screen.
Edit button.
If I do it right.
Edit button.
Yeah.
Podcasts. Back button.
There we go. I'm actually going to hit the back button until we get to the tabs. There we go. Awesome. So in the lower right corner of the screen, when you first open the app, most of you, this is where most of you will be, is the podcasts tab. And again, that is where you're going to be, you're spend most of your time in Downcast, because that's where you're going to be listening to the shows that you downloaded. Okay, so I'm going to flick to the right.
Playlists tab.
That's playlists. You can actually put together a group of your favorite episodes and play them together. That's a little bit more of an advanced feature that you can explore after you learn the basics of the app. Flick to the right.
Add podcasts.
That is the add podcast tab. Flick one more to the right.
Downloads.
Downloads tab. That's where you go if you want to see exactly what podcasts are being downloaded right now. It shows them in there, not by, it just shows them in order that they were downloaded, as opposed to, the order that you would actually want to listen to them in. And then one more.
More tab.
More.
And that's
where you adjust your settings and do a few other more advanced things. So I'm going to flick a couple of times back to the left.
Downloads. Add podcasts.
And hit add podcasts. And I'm going to double tap. Okay. So we didn't get any speech, but we are on a screen where we can search for podcasts now. And I'm going to start flicking to the right.
Downloads. 4 or 5.
Actually, I'm going to go back to the top of the screen. Remember, we go back to the top of the screen by taking four fingers and just placing them next to each other on the
bottom,
top of the screen.
Add podcast.
There we go.
Heading.
Now we're going to flick to the right.
Now playing. Turn your iPhone into an add podcast manually.
Okay, we can add the podcast manually, which is not what we're going to do right now.
Search for podcasts.
Search for podcasts.
Top podcasts.
And then here we go. So these are this is sort of the directory of podcasts, and we can look at them by categories.
All. Arts. Business. Comedy. Education. Games and hobbies. Government and organization. Health. Kids. Music. News and politics. Religion and spirituality. Science and medicine. Society and culture. Sports and recreation. Technology.
Okay, so we have a technology category.
Which is a favorite of ours.
Yay, technology. So we're going to double tap.
Technology. Add podcasts. Back button.
Okay, and again, we're going to just start flicking to the right.
Technology. Heading.
We're looking at a list of all the available shows in the technology category.
Now playing. Turn your iPhone. Apple Keynotes. HD. Video. The Apple Keynotes podcast offers video and the company's most important announcements. 18 ideas worth spreading in 2012. Tech stuff. How did Hewlett Packard get started? Apple Keynotes. Video. Subscribed. NPR Top. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. No one does a better job of
explaining. I'm going to flick back to the left once.
Subscribed. NPR Top.
You notice it said subscribed
from NPR
before that one.
On digital culture.
So that just means that I've already subscribed to that particular show. So if you're looking in here, you're like, oh, I don't need to, you know,
add that one to my list. It's kind of like a list of favorites. Subscribing to a podcast means you put it into your list of different podcasts that you frequently want to listen to. That's kind of, and you were able to download or listen to the episodes that way.
Absolutely. So I'm going to keep flicking to the right.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. No one does a better job of explaining technology. This Week in Tech, MP3 edition. Your first podcast of the week is The Last Word in Tech. Join Leo Laporte, Patrick Norton, Kevin Rose, John C. Varshak, and other tech luminaries in a roundtable discussion of the latest trends in high tech. Winner of People's Choice Podcast and Best Technology Podcast in the 2005 People's Choice Podcast Awards.
Okay, so we know all about This Week in Tech now. Gonna double tap.
Add podcast. Technology. Back button.
Click to the right.
Add podcast. Subscribe. Button. DJ. Skilbrem. This Week in Tech. MP3 edition. Category. Tech news. Type. Audio. Feed URL. HTTP. Your first podcast of the week is the View Podcast Feed button.
So we have a button that says View Podcast Feed. So if we double tap that, we can look at all of the available episodes for This Week in Tech.
View Podcast Feed. This Week in Tech. MP3 edition. Heading.
Start flicking to the right.
Now playing. Your first podcast. 2337. Details for 2337. The Godfather. Button.
I'm going to flick back to the left, actually.
2337. The Godfather. Status. Unplayed. Duration. 1. 50. 54.
So that's an hour and 50 minutes.
22/12.
Wow. That's a long show.
Wow.
Double tap. And there we go.
This Week in Tech.
Love. From people you trust. This is Twit.
Yes, they call it Twit.
Audio bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by the new Winamp for Android. Featuring.
So now you can pause that too, right?
Yes, you can do, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can just use a two-finger double tap.
Download.
And it pauses immediately.
And then two-finger double tap again to play.
Download it for free.
Yes, and then near the bottom there's a play pause in the middle of the screen, about maybe a quarter of the way up from the bottom. There's a pause button right there.
So you can do it that way too.
I'm going to double tap that.
Play.
Double tap it again. Come on, Leo. He is not
dismiss. There was an error playing.
Error. Yeah.
This week in tech.
So we call our tech gremlins.
Details for Twitch.
The errors.
Yes. Okay, this is good to know, though, because you're actually streaming the podcast at this point. You're not downloading them.
Your first.
So it's actually playing them right over the internet right now. So I'm just going to... I just found it again by flicking to the right. I'm going to double tap. Because remember, you're previewing the podcast at this point. You haven't subscribed, so you're not going to be downloading. Okay, so now I'm going to... I found the pause button, and I'm going to flick to the right.
This Week in Tech is provided by the new Winamp
Forward button.
There's a forward button.
Tap for next episode. Hold for fast forward.
If I just double tapped it, I would go to the next episode. That's not what I want, so I'm going to double tap and hold my finger down and let you listen to what happens.
Video bandwidth for Twit is provided by SEACFLY.
Gives you a fast forward.
Yeah, just like a old cassette recorder.
Haven't seen one of those in a while.
Me neither. Cassette? What's that?
There you go.
Actually, they just, a big factory in Malaysia recently shut down where they made those things. So I've done some fast forwarding. So let's flick to the left. There's our pause button. Flick one more time to the left.
So when you lifted up your finger after double tap and holding, was when it stopped fast forwarding?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's awesome. So yeah, as soon as you lift up, it stops. So now I'm going to reverse. I'm going to just double tap and hold the reverse button.
Yeah, there's a link to the because there's this football game on. That we would not, and we, you know,
nice.
Okay. And then I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to pause.
We'll never get a pail.
And that is how you could preview a podcast, and you can decide, you know, whether or not you're interested in subscribing and downloading that show on a regular basis.
Right. Sounds good.
Yay.
Now, I'm going to show you another way to find podcasts. I'm going to open up my version of Downcast.
Mail. Page 2 of 3. Pandora.
Oops.
Downcast. Downcast. Edit button.
So I'm going to go to the tabs along the bottom of the page. And I am looking for...
Podcasts. Tab. 1 of 5. Playlists. Add podcasts.
Add
Tab.
Podcasts.
3 of 5.
I just looked to the right until I... at the bottom of the screen until I found it. Now I'm going to touch near the top just with my four fingers, just to touch near the top to go to the top of the screen so I'll be able to look around at what's there.
Add podcasts. Heading. Now playing.
Clicking to the right.
336. What's up with the pineapple? Button.
That says what I was last playing, which was called What's Up with the Pineapple.
It's another Twit podcast.
Yes. So if, in case I want to be reminded as to what I was listening to last, I'm going to flick to the right.
Add podcast manually.
Add podcast manually. I'm not going to do that.
Search for podcasts.
Search for podcasts. I'm going to double tap that.
Search field is editing.
And it brings up a search field box where I can type in something. I'm going to search for books because I like to read and I want to find a podcast about books. I haven't read any yet, but I had a friend recommend one to me that I'm going to search for here. So,
C.
Let me type it in.
V. B. B. P. O. 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 J. K. K. D. S. S.
And then there's a search button in the bottom right-hand corner.
Delete. Search.
And I'm going to double-tap that. And then it's clicking
More.
Away.
Tab.
And it's
going to
find me some results.
Books. Search field.
I'm going to flip to the right.
Clear text button.
There's a clear text button in case you don't like what you typed.
NPR. Books podcast. NPR book reviews.
That's the first option.
User author interviews. Four people who love to read.
Going to flick to the right edition. Again to hear
All
what's next.
The New York Review of Books podcast. Interviews,
New York Review of Books.
Readings
and again
the
to the right.
The Guardian Books podcast.
Guardian Books.
Subscribe. Books on the Nightstand.
Books on the Nightstand.
Podcast about books.
That was about the fourth one down. Four flicks
industry.
To the right.
If you love to read, this podcast.
Is Books on the Nightstand, which is one my friend recommended to me, and I'm going to show you how I subscribe to it now. I'm going to double tap on it.
Add podcast. Search. Back button. Add podcast.
Flicking to the right.
Subscribe button.
That's my subscribe button. I'm going to flick to the right just a little more to show you what's here.
P.S. Stamp. 100x175.
Just different extra info about the podcast.
Books on the nightstand. Category. Literature. Type. Audio. Feed URL. HTTP. A conversational podcast about books from two longtime veterans of the publishing industry. If you love to read, this podcast is for you. Listen.
So I did that. I'm going to use four fingers and touch at the top of the screen again to get back to the beginning of this page.
Search. Add podcast.
Flicking to the right.
Heading.
To...
Subscribe.
The button. Subscribe button. That's how I'm going to add that to my list of podcasts that I regularly download.
Subscribed. Dimmed.
It's got a nice little noise there.
There you go. And it's already starting on finding and downloading episodes.
Exactly. So now if I want to go listen to that podcast, now it's stored in my podcast tab. So I'm going to go to the bottom of my screen and look for the podcast tab.
View podcast feed button.
Oh, there's a view
podcast
feed button here. So I could go right to that and jump directly to this feed of when listen to the Nightstand, the Book Nightstand podcast. But I want to show y'all how to go find it through the podcast tab to look at all the different things that are going to be available in that. So I'm looking at the bottom of the screen here by touching at near the bottom, and I'm flicking to the right and I'm hitting along.
Okay, because we're not in the, we are in a specific podcast, so we need to go back.
Ah, that's
yes.
What's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do the back gesture with two fingers swipe to the right, then to the left.
Yeah.
Search. Subscribed. Books on the Nightstand.
Now let's see if the podcast is at the bottom.
Tab.
There it is. Double tap it.
There you go.
There.
Playlists. Tab. Add podcasts. Tab.
I'm still at the bottom,
so
yeah.
I'm going to touch, just single touch, somewhere near the middle of the screen.
60-second science. 14 on play.
So what it does is it puts you in a list of the different podcasts that you're subscribed to, and I have several here. So the first one there was 60-second science, and I'm just going to flick to the right through the list until I find what I'm looking for.
All with my Apple Vispod, assistive technology, blind access, books on the nightstand.
And there it is, the one I just added. So it showed up right in that list of my podcasts that I've subscribed to. Double tap.
Books on the nightstand. Podcasts. Back button. Books on the nightstand.
Flicking to the right.
Now playing. 2336. What's up with the pineapple?
That's still telling me what was the last thing played, which is not in this. Not the book podcast. It's the other one I've been listening to.
Illuminating.
Flick to the right.
About books and reading.
Description of the podcast again.
Downloaded.
Flicked again.
TNS podcast number 164. Books around the world. Status. Unplayed. Duration. 1947. Published Tuesday.
So now that's a lot of information there, but one thing to notice is that it said downloaded. So that means that this has already been downloaded and I can listen to it that way. And
that means it's on your phone.
Right.
So if you wanted to go on an airplane or somewhere where you might not necessarily have a internet connection, that particular episode is already on the phone and you can listen to it.
And that's opposed to streaming where you'd be listening to it online. So it's kind of nice to be able to download and take the podcast wherever you go, regardless of what connectivity you have.
Some people don't have a very... large data plan, and so they want to download all their podcasts, subscribe and download to them while they're on their Wi-Fi connection, and then wait till they're out and about somewhere, and then they already have them downloaded, and they're not using up their data plan.
So it's nice that Downcast gives you the ability to do that.
Exactly.
So I'm going to flick to the right here.
Downloaded. BOTNS podcast number 164. Books. Details for BOTNS podcast number.
And now that's, there's two things for each episode. There's the episode itself, and then if you flick to the right, there's details. If you double tap that, it will give you text information about the show. If you double tap the podcast, the episode title itself, it will play the episode. So I'm going to
view other available
flick to the
episodes.
Right, and there's a spot where you can tap to get more available episodes. I'm going to flick back to the left to go back to what's already here, what's already
details
downloaded.
BOTNS. Downloaded. BOTNS podcast.
Double tap this.
64.
Books on the Nightstand, episode 164.
Books on books around the world.
The Alex Awards.
And two books.
But two finger double tap to pause it so I can look around and see what's on the screen. this has the controls like Daryl was describing earlier, where the play button is
volume
near the now bottom of the screen.
Forward button.
If I...
You're close.
Volume, 94%. Volume, volume, 94%.
It's just above...
Volume, 94%.
It's like a...
Volume.
Like I said, about a, maybe a...
Published Tuesday.
A third of the way up from the screen.
Volume.
Of course you can flip to it
volume.
As well.
Yeah, I'm going
to
flip to it.
Forward button.
There's the forward button if I wanted to go to the next episode.
Forward.
Or fast forward.
There's that play button.
Yep.
Plays or pauses audio.
If I flick back to the left some more, there's a lot of different options here.
Reverse button.
There's the reverse button.
Down to restart episode or go to previous episode.
There you go. That will
fast reverse.
That's where you can do your double tap and hold for the rewind, and, or you can just double tap to go back.
To the previous show.
Normal
yes.
Playback speed is on. Button.
Now, if I flick to the left again, I can change the speed. And this is one of my favorite parts about Doncast, is I like to listen to my audio very fast. I like to get my information quickly. So, and it doesn't distort the voice. It does very tiny bit, I think. Daryl doesn't think it does. I think it distorts a tiny bit, but it sounds pretty good overall, I think. So this is one of the reasons I went with Doncast over other podcast options. So I'm going to double... Hold on, I'm going to...
Reverse. Normal playback speed is on.
Okay.
Button.
I'm going to double tap this.
Hold for playback speed selection list. 1.25x playback speed is on.
So I double tapped it and increased the speed. I can double tap it again and have it increase.
1.5x playback speed is on.
And again.
1.75x playback speed is on.
And it will go around in a circle, basically, and come back to the lower speed if I keep double tapping.
2.5x playback speed is on. 2.75x, 3x playback speed is on.
Wow, 3x.
Half speed playback speed is on.
Half speed. I wouldn't want that. Wow.
No, that would be pretty
slow. That'd be
tough. Normal playback speed is on.
And I'm back to normal.
Yay. Okay, so do we want to play a... Do we want to demonstrate the high speed?
Sure.
Okay.
Continuous play is on. Reverse button.
Oops.
Continuous
find it again.
Play published Tuesday. Normal playback. Reverse button. Normal playback
there
speed is on. 1.25x playback.
All right,
speed
and I'm going to... Just to quickly play it, I'm going to two-finger double tap. It's always interesting to hear music when it's sped up.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Books on the Nightstand, a conversation about books and reading.
So it's been sped up a little.
And a very important reminder, do not...
I'm going to speed it up one more just
go.
To see how it sounds.
Our two dates to circle on February 1st.
Oops. Oh.
Ah, well.
Let's see what I pressed here. I pressed something that wasn't what I was going
back.
For.
Damned.
Back button might work.
Back. Damned.
No? Let's see where I am.
Books on the Nightstand. Back
okay.
button.
Let's just flick.
Web browser. Books on the Nightstand. Back button.
Gonna press that.
There you go.
I should be back where I started from. Let's see. What?
Books on the Nightstand.
Now playing.
Downloaded. BOTNS podcast
yeah,
number 164.
Double tap
that. So double
that's
tap
the now playing button.
To
yep.
participate in
there you go.
Tonight, which
okay,
is on the
I'm gonna pause this and then I'm gonna flick to the left
playlist,
near the
books
bottom
on the
of the screen.
Continuous play is on. 1.25.
Flicking to the right here.
Button.
Yeah.
There we go. There's my speed.
Playback speed is on. 1.5x playback speed. 1.75x playback speed is on. 2x playback speed.
There we go. We sped it up a little.
Don't you usually use 2x for most things?
You know, I don't even remember what I usually leave it on. I just speed it up till I'm happy, usually.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
If you're in the U.S., the sign-up deadline is February 1st, so I wanted to
that. That sounds good.
Are you hearing about this for the first time? I'll just briefly tell you that on April 23rd.
I think it's amazing, Allison, that you can handle that. You can listen to audio that quickly.
Just kind of a preference I have. One of my favorite things when I started listening to different digital books and such and MP3s was that I could speed things up when I used to have to listen to cassettes that were only on one speed all the time. I can get through so much more info much more quickly now. So that is basically how we play it.
That's Downcast.
That's Downcast right there.
Yeah, there are some other things that you could do if you have you know, feeds that are not in the directory, you know, shows that are not in the Downcast directory, you can manually add them. If you are on a website that has what's called an RSS feed, which is essentially the type of website link that podcasts are distributed on, There is a way to bring those things into Downcast. Those are, you know, a little bit more advanced topics, kind of beyond the scope of our, you know, the basics that we're covering here. But those options are certainly available, and you might want to watch the show notes and watch other, you know, tech resources that will cover the advanced features of Downcast.
Another thing, if you want to learn about features, I can show you quickly how to look at the settings portion of the app. I'm going to go back.
Volume, 94%.
I'm going to do the back gesture where I
swipe up or down,
take two fingers, go to the right, go to the left, and I'm going back. I'm going to tap in the middle of the page to see where I am.
Downloaded.
Okay, now I'm going to look at the bottom of the screen here by touching near the bottom of the screen.
Info button. Info, button, action.
And you're
button.
Still in a podcast.
Still in a podcast. I'm going to go back again.
Okay. 60 seconds.
Now I'm touching near the bottom, and I found my tabs again.
Podcasts, downloads, more.
I have to go to the more button here to get to settings, the more tab. And then it gives me a lot more options.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
Icon badge, down, sound, miscellaneous.
Sort looking to the
dates,
left.
Local episodes, 50%.
Okay.
More, back button, settings.
There we go.
Now playing. BOTNS podcast. Refresh feeds. Heading.
That I can refresh the feeds.
Every 3 hours.
How often I can refresh. How often I want them, you know, to be checked for new downloads.
New episodes action. Heading. Download most recent. Playable downloads. Went on. Episodes to key. All unplayed. Automatically download. Wi-Fi only. Player. Heading.
So that's just an idea of how you can look through the settings. There's a lot of settings, and we're not going to go through each one. One of them that I like in here in settings is that I could change the way the podcasts are sorted so that the newest ones are listed first in the list when I'm flicking through a particular podcast.
We can show them that.
Yes.
Click to the right.
Continuous, force line, lock screen, gestures, shake form, media skip, remote media, went on. Volume adjust, maximum volume, 50%. Local episodes, sort by date descend, miscellaneous.
There we go.
Sort by date descending. Sound effects.
So you want to go, you want to hear, I think it said local episodes first.
Mm-hmm.
And it says
miscellaneous heading.
The most miscellaneous heading.
Yeah.
Sound effect, sort by date descending.
Sort by date descending.
Local episodes sort. Heading.
Yeah,
there
you go.
There we go.
Sort by date descending.
I'm going to double tap that.
Local episodes sort. Local episode, sort by date descending.
Looking to the right.
Selected, sort by date descending.
No, it says selected sort by date descending, which is what I have it on. If I want to change that, I'll flick back
by date ascending.
To ascending and double tap that.
Selected, sort
and
by
it now
descending.
Says selected, so I know that
right.
It's going to sort them that way. But I'm going to go back and change it back to descending because that's how I like
so
it.
Sort by date descending. Selected.
When you sort by date descending, that just essentially means that you want to hear the newest shows first as you flick across the screen from, you know, to the right.
Absolutely.
Yay.
So that, I think, covers our overview of Downcast.
I hope that you all have, enjoyed this particular demonstration, and if you don't have Downcast already, I highly recommend it. I think it's $2.99 in the App Store, something like that, $2.99 or $3.99. It's very inexpensive. It's worth the money. I've tried a few other apps. I've tried, of course, iTunes, which requires you sync your podcast up through your computer. I don't really prefer that mode. I've tried Podcaster. I've tried iCatcher.
I liked Podcaster, but it didn't allow me to speed up the voice, and that's important to me.
Exactly. And I also didn't like the idea that it seems like a dead app. It hasn't been updated in a while, and it just seems that way. I'm hoping that you always hope that development continues on all apps, however.
So we really enjoy Downcast, and we hope that you enjoyed learning about it, and we encourage you to download it and check it out, and hopefully this overview has been helpful to you.
Yes, and we would like you to keep in touch with us. Let us know what you like about the show. Give us your constructive feedback. Let us know what you would like us to talk about. And so you can get a hold of us through email. So you can email me at daryl@blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can email me at allison@blindaccessjournal.com. And my Twitter is AlliTalk, AlliTalk.
Yay.
And Daryl's Twitter
is Daryl, DarrellL.
So you can find us in either of those ways. We love to hear your feedback because we enjoy bringing these podcasts to you, and we want to make sure that you enjoy listening to them.
Absolutely, and I hope everybody has a great week, that you stay in touch with us right here on the Blind Access Journal. I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
Bye for now.
Bye.